You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Bad beat for me and Jason. We ordered hotcakes and sausage from McDonald's.
Yes, we did.
And some people will do this, but I tried a bite and it's horrible. They didn't give us any syrup.
Or butter, right?
Dude, he had a great idea. Mar had honey. I think honey would work.
I
think honey would work.
I'm not a huge honey guy.
It's very similar to, I feel like it's similar to
it's a cousin of maple syrup.
Yeah.
They forgot my biscuit. I got a McChicken biscuit and they just gave me a plain McChicken, like just the patty.
They just botched it.
That's weird.
The clueless people over there. Next time I go to Harris Teeter, I'm going to get a small bottle of syrup, and I'm going to hide it somewhere in the studio.
That's not a bad idea. You know, remember we talked about bees? We had the beekeeper that called in. That was like, I don't know, a couple months ago.
Yes.
Do you guys vaguely remember that?
Yes.
And it was kind of intriguing, and he talked about, you know, all the honey and how the honey you get at the store is trash.
Mm-hmm.
There might be something to it, man, because that dude gave us some honey. I actually sent us some honey, and it's good. It was a little bit different, for sure. And then there's another listener are you considered a beekeeper if you make honey? Like, I guess he's considered an amateur beekeeper because he makes his own freaking honey. And he reached out to a mutual friend. Somehow our name came up in a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was at their house or something. She said, oh, you're listening to the Sports Junkies. I know those guys or whatever. You know, and they're like, yeah. And the guy said, I hear EB loves honey or something. I don't know. It's somehow it morphed into EB loves honey. But I use honey for certain things. I mean, I'm a human. Yeah. We all use honey. Right. So anyway, they made a point of giving me their honey. It's called like pure honey, whatever. It's just homemade. Dude.
Good.
It's incredible.
Really?
It's totally different than the garbage you buy at Safeway for $4. You just get like normal. I don't know. I feel
What's
like
the
I'm
difference
a normal
in taste?
Person.
Is it sweeter?
But first of all, when you look at it, it's like much clearer.
Yeah.
There's less garbage in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're like me. I'm a normal shopper. I think when I go to a Safeway, if I need honey, my wife says, hey, can you pick up some honey? I'm just going to go to the Clover honey or whatever that's $5 and with the little bee or whatever on it, and I just pick it up.
I don't think honey's part of my family's repertoire, really.
We have it in the house for certain things. The pure honey I had yesterday, literally you could dip your finger in there and just lick your finger and just have
What'd you put it on?
My finger. Oh. I make a drink that has like, you know, healthy stuff like turmeric and cayenne pepper and all this stuff. And you add a little honey to it to make it palatable, right? So it could go down.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I'm not some honey connoisseur, but actually might be now.
I could have sworn I saw syrup in the kitchen. Maybe not in the fridge, but in the cabinets.
Give it another look. See,
it might
otherwise,
be. It could be 40 years old.
Your little Heinz packets of honey.
Yeah. Or, you know, if I can't find it, I'll just eat the sausage patty.
Drab, are you a honey guy?
Love
honey.
You
know the difference? I didn't know there was a difference.
Well, I mean, raw honey is unfiltered, and it's got all the stuff, like the pollen in it probably still.
It's just so clear and so silly and
really?
Because
I thought it was dark. I thought it was usually darker.
Maybe others. This particular
Heinz is dark.
This one I got was so clear, and it was so like, I don't want to say thin, but it wasn't just like thick and gross. It was just silly.
Yeah. The stuff.
It was just silly.
In the bear mold. Yeah. That stuff's garbage.
That stuff is garbage.
It's garbage.
When you compare it to others.
Yeah, you got to go to like a farmer's market.
And
get
you know
honey.
Who else told something very similar to that is EVO. Extra virgin olive oil. I was, you know how my buddies up in Long Island, Vinny and Joe, they always talk about olive oil and if something fell off the truck, if I need any. They're big into olive oil. And I know some people, like, they collect olive oil. I'm like, what are you doing? You losers. Dude, I've now had good olive oil. It's totally different than I just would buy regular olive oil. That's all garbage. You know? You
gotta, tastes good to me.
But you got to have the good. Once you have the good, then you can say, oh, wow, there is a difference.
What are you using your honey for, Drab? It's not really part of my repertoire. I'm not opposed to honey. I just don't use it really.
Some people put it on like toast.
I put it on what I eat a couple times a week. Peanut butter and honey sandwich.
Yeah. Okay. Some people put, I used to, when I was a kid, I'd put it on my Wheaties. My mother wouldn't buy a sugared cereal. Yeah. So my cheat code was honey. I would just put honey on it.
Yeah, and you can use it as a sugar substitute in whatever, right. Smoothies. Or,
right.
Yeah.
But it's still not great for you, right?
Not great, but it's better than.
Better than just raw sugar.
Yeah.
You know. But Mar's dying to chime in.
Dude, I couldn't agree more with the olive oil. I get my olive oil at the Italian store in Arlington. I mean, you got to pay to play. That stuff is crazy expensive. But we use it to, like, you know, season the black stones or if we're making steaks or whatever, like on the skillet. It is elite stuff compared to what you get at Harris Teeter.
It's totally different than the regular. Like, I normally just get regular. Who cares? I didn't want to pay $40, $50.
I'm sorry. I can't get past remembering what his steak tasted like.
So bad.
I was reaching, all right? That day I was, you know, different seasonings.
You tried too many.
I'd like a rematch.
No, I'm not. I'm like,
you're going to carry
the
crown forever.
I'm done. I'm out.
What about a different food? What if we did, you know, chicken or something else?
It would taste like steak because I just put adobo on everything.
I just want a food rematch of some sort before the football season. I got to redeem myself, man. That was a bad representation of me.
I guess I'm willing to maybe do chicken.
Maybe
but
you
I,
just bring in your best, since it's football season, you bring your best like tailgate food. Your best food that you would have set up if you're watching a football game.
I feel like we'll lose to Valdez because he'll have whatever it is loaded with crab. Mm-hmm. It's going to be anything with crab on it. I just feel like we'll lose to Valdez.
We got to think of something that we can make in the studio so then we can make a bit out of it, like we did last time with Instagram Live and make videos and stuff.
The thing with chicken is, it's such a brokey food. I eat chicken a lot, but I have little regard for chicken. I just think it's...
I eat it a lot, too.
I eat it a lot, but I'll never order it in a restaurant.
I don't know, I'm getting kind of bored with it.
Yeah, but you could make different types, like buffalo chicken, teriyaki chicken, chicken.
I know. I got all that stuff. I'm just telling you, I just have little regard for it.
Chicken tenderloins, man? Are you serious?
I eat it all the time. I throw it on my grill, put some adobo. My daughter likes it with the teriyaki sauce. I do it. I'm just telling you, I feel like it's a lowbrow. I just don't get size for
it. You think it's below you?
I'm a little bit above it.
Well, see, that's where you got the sides come into play. Because the sides really catapulted to the next level.
Right. What are your sides? What are your go-to sides?
Corn, asparagus. I mean, grilled asparagus is good, dude. I don't know.
I like asparagus. Dude, I love asparagus. Who doesn't love asparagus?
Guy's eating the most basic meals ever.
Broccoli.
I mean, wish people could have tasted his steak. This kid.
How bad was it?
Dude, this kid
was
bad.
Just had a million
overcooked. His idea,
he just threw everything on there.
His idea was, I'm going to get these guys. And he just grabbed every spice and every seasoning known to man and put them all on one thing.
Yeah, also, this
it
is
was
where
literally
it,
disgusting.
This is where he screwed up is that steaks on the grill are amazing, right? In the first place. And he's putting the steak on a pan on the grill.
No. I brought a skillet. I brought a skillet.
Like what?
I think he was trying to sear it or something. You know what you're trying to do?
Yeah. So where I went wrong is I brought the skillet. And then we were on a time crunch because we had to go in for the next segment because it was the end of the show to like review the steaks.
Yeah.
And I didn't let the skillet get hot enough on the grill. You're supposed to let it get like, you know, pretty like piping hot.
Right.
And
we would have let you. I know, I don't want you to be that as an excuse.
No, but he has a grill.
I know.
The skillet's unnecessary.
No excuses. Hand up. I didn't show up on the day. But that's why I want a rematch.
Do people do what he's trying to do where they'll do it in their skillet and then they put it on the grill just to get the marks? Don't people sometimes do that?
No, it's kind of like a reverse sear situation where you can put it in the oven, cook it in the oven, and then put it on the skillet to get the crust. Or like, you know, like get like some color on the outside of the steak.
Uh-huh. Well, his steak literally was nasty.
Because it was just overcooked.
Hey, I didn't last.
Just too many spices.
Too many
spices.
It was gross.
Yeah.
It was actually like vomit inducing. The flavor. I don't know. What do you remember? What seasonings you used? He put so many. Did you put like Worcestershire? Put like weird stuff.
Honestly, I can't. It was the worst day possible because when the lights were the brightest that I tried to, you know, reinvent
you
the wheel.
You tried to step up.
I should have just done, you know, Montreal or Kinder's the blend or just something, you know, stick to the fundamentals.
Right.
I was like, no, I'm going to, you know, backdoor this win.
But I feel like
win.
You did. You put some liquidy stuff in there that was like, it made it nasty.
No, I don't really remember. I just remember it was a bad showing. And I also
did not. You know
what
I can tell? It haunts you.
It does. Hey, now, didn't it take, does. Because I'm a good cook. I know I'm a good cook.
Hey, didn't he take, with the pan, didn't he put margarine in the pan instead of butter?
You put margarine?
Well, we were out of Irish butter at my house.
Put it was worth it for you to go get the real McCoy.
He put margarine.
Well, I found that out in the morning. One of my roommates had used all the Irish butter, I guess, like the night before.
Oh, so you were panicking.
Yeah, so then out. I was kind of grasping like at 5 in the morning the day of.
Yeah.
It's... What can you say, man? I mean, it does haunt me, though.
Yeah, it does.
Every time
haunt
I click on your Twitter profile, I see Steak King. I'm just like, damn, that should be me.
Dude, I know. And that, most people don't understand that anymore because that was a bit, you know, a couple years ago. That's how much pride I have in it.
You should be.
Of all the bits we've done on the show, that might be greater than being the MVP of the Divas game.
But if you're confident enough.
Yeah, two elite titles.
I mean, that should have an expiration date, that title on your Twitter, unless you know put it up for grabs again. That title, Steak King, should be up for, you know.
Thank you. Oh, you mean up for.
It should be up for grabs. You can't just sit on that title
for
2 years.
I told you, I'm sitting on. I'm retiring. Right. You got to know when to get out.
Well, you know what they say. To be the champ, you got to beat the champ. So if we do a steak competition, I want you in.
Yeah, but I'm not willing to lose my crown. I'm going to die champion. Because I know it's fleeting. I know I could get you could catch me.
I just know I wouldn't come in last.
Was Cakes worse than yours?
Cakes was terrible. I mean, his was not, right out of the packaging.
It actually wasn't worse. Remember, Roger was a judge.
Was Cakes raw or something?
No. Cakes actually, if my personal taste was close to yours, yours was better.
Thank you.
But Cakes got hoard because Roger gave him like really low grade.
Oh, he did.
I think Roger threw it all off.
We did have an X factor.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember Roger? Every single grade he gave was higher than the last. He just went up exponentially with every steak he tried. He was like, well, this is pretty silly. And the next one, he was like, well, this is even sillier.
Right. I mean, who knows? Who knows? Grab, did you make one or you were just, I can't remember.
No, I know my place. It's not on the grill.
Really?
Yeah.
What would be your place as far as food prep? If you had
sandwiches.
Oh, you would be the king of sandwiches? You know, how come you didn't beat me in I am the peanut butter and jelly.
I didn't make one. I think I was a judge or, you know, I'm putting these things together, so it's not fair for me to.
But I will say, so I won the PBJ contest. I don't have a lot of pride in that one. I mean, why would you? Peanut butter and jelly. but I stole someone's idea here. I'd never done it before, and now I do it all the time. I toast my bread before I make a PBJ. If I'm in the mood. Mm-hmm. Somebody here toasted their bread. Was it you, Mar? Somebody toasted their bread, and I mocked them.
Might have been me.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it was good. So now I toast my bread before I make a PBJ.
You never had toasted PBJ before?
Never. Oh. Never. Did you do it? Maybe you did it.
I didn't do it.
I think I did.
I mean, yeah, I've had toasted PB&Js a billion times.
No, I never had it. But here's the thing with toast. You got it. Like when you toast it, you got to eat. I want to eat it hot. I don't want that thing cold.
Of course.
So you probably toasted it, sat there for 20 minutes.
No,
and then served it.
What I did is I did my own personal preference, which Carlos was the judge. My own personal preference is heavy on the jelly.
Oh, I'm heavy
and
on
I
jelly.
And I just said
too.
Heavy jelly.
I'm heavy
I don't
on
think
jelly.
He was. I don't think he was keen on that.
No, I'm heavy on jelly, too. I'm a heavy jelly guy. So, hold on. You think you got is there a sandwich? You don't make it sophisticated. You just make a ham and cheese.
Oh, I'll make an Italian sandwich. I'll make
you can't make a Reuben.
A chopped cheese. Reuben.
He can't make a Reuben. Reuben's sophisticated.
No, that's not sophisticated.
Reuben is high end, dude.
He's making peanut butter and honey, he just told us.
Thousand Island or whatever they put in there.
or whatever. Mayonnaise and ketchup. That's real hard to make that. Yeah.
I don't think you can make a Reuben. Okay. I'm not saying I could. I think it's over my pay grade.
Did we ever have a grilled cheese contest? That's one of your go-tos.
Let me tell you something.
Who doesn't like those?
Let me tell you something. My daughter, hands down, would win that. She makes elite world-class grilled cheese. She gets the right sourdough bread. She uses real butter, not margarine. And she uses
smashed down perfectly.
Munster cheese, which I hate Munster cheese on its own. Mm-hmm. It smells like duty. But it is she makes literally a golden brown grilled cheese
with Munster.
It's worth like $20.
Hey, have her come in.
I'm telling you, she makes elite.
No, have her, like, literally have her come in tomorrow and make it for us for breakfast.
Well, I don't know if she can because she has volleyball now, but I'll talk to her about trying to find a time to come in. Okay? I'll talk to her.
I mean, it's all this hype. I feel like we need to try it.
I mean, I put a picture on my Twitter a couple weeks ago, and normally people just attack you and tell you how awful you are as a human being. Almost. In fact, it might have been perfect. Great. People were just raving about it.
I'm not sure I've ever had Munster cheese.
Munster cheese on its own smells like duty. I never liked it, but it is good in a grilled cheese.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.